The Holy Gospel for today is taken from Luke chapter 12. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But Jesus said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And Jesus said to them, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, "What should I do, for I have no place to store my crops?" Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." This is the gospel of the Lord. Good morning. That's right. Okay, well, Reverend Billy Graham told of a time early on in his ministry when he arrived at a small town to preach a sermon. And he, while he was there, he wanted to mail a letter. And so he happened to see a young man on the street, a young boy. And he said, "Can you show me to where the post office is?" So the boy gave him directions to the post office. And Reverend Graham thanked him and he said, "You know, if you'll come to the Baptist church tonight, you'll hear me telling everyone how to get to heaven." And the young boy replied back. He said, "I don't know if I'm going to be there." And when Reverend Graham said, "Well, why not?" The boy said, "Well, you don't even know your way to the post office." That was funny. Well, today's sermon is going to start out by being a little interactive, which means I'm going to ask a question. I really want you to answer them, okay? So today's lessons talk about things like treasures, wealth, and riches, and kind of how we as people of faith are to live. Jesus talks about these things when he's confronted by a man who wants Jesus to intervene in what we might assume is a family feud about inheritance. And that never happens, right? Families never have fights when that actually happens a lot more than we ever want it to have. So my question is, what does it mean to be rich? I mean, like a general kind of like person on the street, if you were to say, what does it mean to be rich? What might they answer? To have a lot of money? What was that? To be able to buy everything? Other things? Okay, yeah. To buy lots of candy? Yeah. Right? To be comfortable with what you have? Okay. So how does someone get rich in terms of financial being rich? Wealth. How does someone get wealthy? They might inherit some money, work hard, save. Listen up, all you kids. Listen up, Grace. You know, right? Okay. What other kinds of things? What kinds of things would you do if you wanted to be rich? Invest. Good, wise investments. Yes. He likes the candy. Okay. What else would you do if you would like to increase your wealth? What was that? Steal, right? There are these dishonest ways of earning wealth. Exactly. How about you? Give your money to charity. You are a gracious soul. So what things wouldn't you do if you wanted to be rich? What wouldn't you do? Give all your money away? Right. It's kind of hard to be rich if you don't have any money, right? Spend it on things you don't need. Sit and do nothing. Right. Okay. So how long does it take to get rich? How long does that process take? It depends on what you start with. That is exactly true. That is very true. Now, why would someone go forth with this effort to become rich, to become wealthy? Why would we do that? To feel secure, for status, for power, for your children, to take care of your family. Okay. So Jesus talks about being rich toward God. He uses the same word to talk about earthly wealth and being rich in God. What does it mean to be rich toward God? What does that mean? What was that? Being generous? To have faith? To love your neighbor as yourself? Helping others? Belief? Yeah, believing? All the examples that Jesus set? Exactly. How does somebody become rich toward God? How do we become rich toward God? What kinds of things would we do if we wanted to be rich towards God? Pray. Pay it forward. Okay. Giving. I heard some other things over here. What other things would we do if we wanted to be rich towards God?
Love your neighbor.
Love our neighbor. Okay, what kinds of things wouldn't we do? Would we not do if we wanted to be rich toward God?
Thinking only of ourselves.
What was that?
Prejudice.
Being prejudiced against others? Being unkind? We wouldn't be unkind if we wanted to be rich toward God. Right. Okay. And how long does this take for us to be rich toward God? I'm asking the same questions of both. How long does that take? A lifetime. Indeed. Indeed. And why if it takes a lifetime? Why would we put forth the effort to become rich toward God?
The reward is great.
The reward is great. Why would we do that? Because He's done so much for us. It's a joyful way to live. Right? Jesus challenges us today to ask these kinds of questions. To ask ourselves, how am I living? Right now, how am I living? That's an important question for us to ask. How does my faith, my belief, my trust in God influence the choices that I make? All the choices, even choices about wealth and money. Perhaps even especially about those kinds of choices. Because the truth is, we work hard. We work hard for stability and for financial security. We save, we plan, we are intentional. We know that this stability and this security comes through things like discipline, not buying all kinds of stuff we don't need. It comes through wise choices and maybe even a little luck, an investment that was awesome, you know, and at least some good timing. We also know that God calls us to be responsible, to be good stewards of all of our resources, all of who we are and all of what we have, including our financial resources. Yet our lessons today were very clear in pointing out the fact that none of us will live forever, right? We cannot take our homes, our investments, our bank accounts. We can't take any of that with us when we die. Our scriptures today at least confront me with the question of, how am I using myself and my earthly riches, myself meaning, you know, my gifts, my abilities, as well as my earthly riches, to live a life that is rich toward God? I know that this is not a question that everyone likes to be asked. But as people of God, this is a question we can't avoid and we can't put off. It's a conversation that we need to have. It's a question that we need to ask ourselves, that we need to discuss with our families. There's an urgency to this, and there was always an urgency when Jesus talked about these things, because it was important to him. It was important to him, and we all know that our life here is temporary. None of us knows how many days we have on this earth. So God asks us to be intentional. Intentional with all of our life choices. Because life is precious. And there's important work for us to do as we live out this precious life as children of God. As we reach out with this love to others who are also precious to God. So how are we using all of who we are and all of what we have to live a life that is truly rich toward God? Our reading from Colossians is pretty clear that we are to set our minds on things that are above, that we are to set our minds on Christ and to put to death those things that make us focus on ourselves. Those things that separate us from God and separate us from each other. And we're given quite a list in that reading. Fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, greed, idolatry, anger, wrath, malice, slander, abusive language, lying. All those things we are to put away. This is not an easy list, people. We are all tempted, all of us, continuously, all the time, each and every one of us. At least I know I am, and I have a hunch you are too. That is why we need each other, to have important, difficult, and maybe even sometimes uncomfortable conversations about how we are to live together as the people of God. Because we need to remember who we are. To be accountable to one another. That we are truly each a part of a body. To be accountable to Christ. We gather to feast on the bread and the wine. To remember how Christ nourishes us. With his very body. To be his body here on this earth. Loving and giving, forgiving and living for others. To immerse ourselves in these baptismal waters again and again and again. To receive that forgiveness. That reassurance that we are indeed renewed. That we are forgiven for when we fail. That we are being constantly recreated in the image of our gracious and our generous God, that we have indeed drowned to our old selves, and that we are raised to new life in Christ, that we have a second chance to live as God's loving children, using all of who we are, all of what we have, to reach out with the love of Christ. So perhaps the question for us today is, How are you living this new life in Christ, of being rich toward God? How are you going to live, how are we going to live, the life that we have been given? That question reminds me of a wonderful poem written by Mary Oliver entitled The Summer Day. It goes like this. Who made the world? Who made the swan and the black bear? Who made the grasshopper? This grasshopper, I mean the one who has flung herself out of the grass. The one who is eating sugar out of my hand. Who is moving her jaws back and forth instead of up and down. Who is gazing around with her enormous and complicated eyes. Now she lifts her pale forearms and thoroughly washes her face. Now she snaps her wings open and floats away. I don't know exactly what a prayer is. I do know how to pay attention, how to fall down into the grass, how to kneel in the grass, how to be idle and blessed, how to stroll through the fields, which is what I've been doing all day. Tell me, what else should I have done? Doesn't everything die at last and too soon? Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Amen.